An injured skier was rescued after being caught in an avalanche near Berthoud Pass. The incident occurred in an area known for backcountry skiing, highlighting the risks of winter activities in the mountains. Emergency crews acted quickly to bring the skier to safety despite challenging conditions. Skier triggers avalanche on Mines Peak. On December 3, a skier triggered an avalanche near the treeline on Mines Peak, just above Berthoud Pass. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center, CAIC, reported the slide occurred in an area called Mines 2, popular among backcountry enthusiasts. The avalanche was classified as a persistent slab and measured 24 inches deep and 600 feet wide. Interestingly, 2 days earlier, a large natural avalanche occurred nearby on the same slope. This earlier slide served as a warning about the unstable snowpack in the region. Despite these conditions, the skier ventured into the area, accidentally triggering the dangerous slide. Emergency crews rescue injured skier. Grand County Search and Rescue responded to the scene at 3:17 p.m. after being alerted to the skier's situation. Using GPS coordinates from the skier's phone, crews were able to locate them quickly, even in the challenging terrain. The skier had managed to get out of the avalanche debris but was unable to ski out due to their injuries. The rescuers treated the skier for multiple injuries, including mild hypothermia, at the scene. They used a rescue toboggan and rope system to transport the skier out of the forest. The quick and organized response ensured the skier's survival in the harsh mountain environment. Avalanche risk and recent incidents in Colorado. So far this season, Colorado has recorded 4 skier-related avalanches, including the one on Mines Peak. Other incidents have occurred at Trico Peak, Second Creek, and Bald Mountain, all involving individuals caught in slides. Fortunately, none of these avalanches resulted in fatalities, but they serve as reminders of the risks in the backcountry. Experts warn that avalanche danger is moderate to considerable in many areas of Colorado. Slopes with wind-drifted snow near mountain ridges are especially hazardous. Skiers and snowboarders are urged to check avalanche forecasts and carry proper safety equipment before heading out into the backcountry.